Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. I've got a bit of a thing about collecting songs named after New Zealand towns and locations, and every once in a while I put together a Counting the Beat special featuring some of those songs. In this episode I focus in on a specific part of our country, the Waikato. Waikato is where you'll find the town that lent its name to one of our best known place name songs. In its heyday, Taumarunui was a thriving mid-rail journey stop-off town. It was immortalised in Taumarunui on the main trunk line by Peter Cape. The song came out in the early 60s and was initially banned by the New Zealand Broadcasting Service because of its reference to the Sheila serving tea. Take a listen.
I'm an ordinary joker, getting old before me time. For me heart's in Taumarunui on the main trunk line. Taumarunui, Taumarunui, Taumarunui on the main trunk line. You can get to Taumarunui, going north or going south, and you end up there at midnight and you've cinders in your mouth. You've cinders in your whiskers and a cinder in your eye. So you pop off to refreshments for a cup of tea and pie in Taumarunui, Taumarunui, Taumarunui on the main trunk line. There's a Sheila in refreshments and she's pouring cups of tea, and my heart jumps like a rabbit when she pours a cup for me. She's hair a flaming yellow and her mouth a flaming red, and I love that flaming Sheila till I'm up and gone and dead. In Taumarunui, Taumarunui, Taumarunui on the main trunk line. You can get a job in Wellington or get a job up north, but you can't in Taumarunui though you try for all you're worth. If I want to see the Sheila, then I've got to take a train. Got 10 minutes for refreshments, then they cart me off again from Taumarunui, Taumarunui, Taumarunui on the main trunk line. Well, they took me on as fireman on the limited express, and I thought that she'd be Jake, but now she's all a flaming mess. But Sheila didn't take to me, I thought she'd be a gift. She's gone and changed her duty hours and works the daylight shift in Taumarunui, Taumarunui, Taumarunui on the main trunk line. So I'm an ordinary joker, getting old before me time, for me heart's in Taumarunui on the main trunk line. Taumarunui, Taumarunui, Taumarunui on the main trunk line.
The largest city in the Waikato is of course Hamilton, a city often ridiculed by those who don't live there for being a boring, backwards place full of farmers. The Big Muffin Serious Band are a good time folk band who hail from Hamilton, but they also have a go at lampooning the place on their song, Hamilton.
I'm blind, I have to fetch him his beer. When we're finished shearing, we're starting hay. Well, I only ever did get one big chance, and that was at the Nahinapuri dance when I met the little girl. Her name was Sue. I said, "Oh, g'day, Sue. My name's Chris. Let's nip outside and cuddle and kiss." She smacked me in the mouth and then shot through. So I sing, "Hamilton, Hamilton is the greatest little town in New Zealand, but I'd do anything to get away. But the trouble is I'm committed here. My mum's gone blind, I have to fetch her beer. And when we're finished shearing, we're starting hay."
For regular New Zealand music news and updates, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/countingthebeat. In the city of Hamilton, you'll find a suburb called Hillcrest. That suburb was the subject of an instrumental number called the Hillcrest Incident by an unlikely outfit, the Hollow Grinders. Unlikely because they're a surf guitar band in a landlocked city hours from the sea. You can download the song and a handful of others from the band's website. I've linked to it from countingthebeat.blogspot.com. Here's the Hillcrest Incident. Further up State Highway 1 towards the northern reaches of Waikato, you'll find Huntly, a place best known for the two huge chimneys on the thermal power station sitting just out of town on the Waikato River. Surprisingly, I have not one but two songs about Huntly. What's Wrong with Huntly by Hugh and the New Zealanders started as a gag but became a student radio hit and a popular download on Amplifier. Following that song is Down in Huntly by the Winchesters.
New Zealand bands making it in those big American studios.
Okay, guys, that was really cool. We loved it in here, huh? Yeah. Maybe just one more time from the top, this time, like the kids want a big Aerosmith sound, you know, like they were in here last week, a big, big sound. So let's try it one more time from the top. Okay, 3, 2, 1, burn! Oh,
okay.
1, 2, 3.
What's wrong with Huntly? It's my home country. So much more grunty. Just ask my auntie. I went there New Year's and drank a few beers. With many girls there, that was really cool, yeah. Two sets of traffic lights, population 7,000.
Approximately,
just by a big river. It's got a big power station. Angus MacDonald's the mayor of the town. He's into coal mining.
So,
what's wrong with Huntly? It's my home country. It's got a statue of Old Sir Matthew. Business is booming, tourism's looming, the power station's fuming, trucks come through zooming.
So,
what's wrong with Huntly? It's my home country. Huntly welcomes through industry. Why people aren't there, it's a mystery. Huntly, great during Christmas. Huntly, better for your business.
Huntly,
something you just can't miss.
Huntly,
it's never minus.
Huntly, Huntly.
What's wrong with Huntly? It's my home country. Just go there, just go down State Highway 1. That's how you get there. Don't go to Jerusalem, don't go to anywhere else. Huntley's the place you gotta go. Big sign outside, you can't miss it. Huntly, walk into the industry. Be there. Huntly, yeah.
Sound.
home. I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm going home.
Down in Huntly by the Winchesters, one of a clutch of bands that emerged a year or two back that were heavily influenced by the White Stripes and the Black Keys. After a bit of a hiatus while band members travelled, they're back on the scene, and their 2008 four-track EP is a cracker and is well worth looking out. Finally, a song not strictly named after a location, but after an incident named after a location. The Howard Morrison Quartet were an all-round entertainment group delivering a stage show of musical comedy, often playing on the fact the band were all Māori. The Battle of the Waikato was recorded by the quartet live on stage in the Auckland Town Hall and was released as a single in 1959.
About the Battle of Waikato, which was fit between the British, of course, and the Hories, in which the British came off rather, excuse me, sir, what's that word?
Eager and ominously?
That's it, eager and ominously. Well, here's our guitarist, Jerry Marito, to tell you all about it.
In 1840, we all had to go, along with old to the mighty Waikato. We took the little poohar and we took the little paw, and we caught some blooming horses, so we didn't have to walk. So we threw our spears and the British kept a coming. They weren't alive many as they was a time ago. So we threw some more, they all began to run down to Tickawada to the mighty Waikato.
Yeah!
Until we rolled around the ground, they laughed so loudly that they all began to sing, while we hid beneath the rider and we never said a thing. So we threw our spears and the British kept a-coming. They were a-nigh many as they was a time ago. So we threw some more, they all began to run down to Tickawada to the mighty Waikato. Taken by surprise, if they didn't fire the muskets till we looked them in the eyes. We stood quite still till we seen their faces well. Then we ran out and ate them, and we really gave them well. Well, we threw our spears and the British kept a coming. There were a-nigh many as there was a time ago. So we threw some more, they all began to run down to Tickawada to the mighty Waikato.
You've been listening to Counting the Beat, a show produced by Chris Walker for Waiheke Radio. In this place name special, you've heard songs about the Waikato by Peter Cape, the Big Muffin Serious Band, Hugh and the New Zealanders, the Winchesters and the Howard Morrison Quartet. There's more info and links on countingthebeat.blogspot.com, and you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/countingthebeat.